Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my audio review of director Doug Liman's latest film, The Wall, which stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and John Cena. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. Two American soldiers are trapped by a lethal sniper, with only an unsteady wall between them. Now, there's a lot of reasons why I was very intrigued to check out The Wall, but the two main draws being is that the film is a one location thriller, and it's films like, but to me, when I hear about a film that is, especially whether it's an action film or a thriller, is kind of centered on one entire location with very few number of characters, that is always intriguing to me, because that is also because, you know, there's a challenge in trying to make a film that, of course, it has only a few number of characters centered in one location. How can you make something really good out of that? Because over the years, there have been a lot of films that have done sort of one location films over the years. And some of them have kind of been a mixed bag. Some of them have been great, while others haven't quite worked as well. And the second one being that it's kind of after sort of making so many blockbuster films over the years with the likes of The Bourne Identity, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Jumper, and Edge of Tomorrow, it was actually intriguing to see Doug Liman go back to making something that was very small scaled, and that was kind of like I thought was interesting, because I mean he has because this film, like, he's sort of made in between. Sort of in between all the bigger films that he's been making lately. So the fact that he wanted to make something like this was really interesting to me as a viewer. Unfortunately though, I honestly didn't think the film really worked at all. And I think the main reason why that is the script, which I felt like the premise is there, but unfortunately I never really feel like the script, which was written by, and I'm looking up his name now, Dwayne Worrell, never really fully capitalizes on its really awesome premise. And in fact, a lot of the times I just found it incredibly contrived and forced. Like, it starts off really well, but then once the first act is on the way and we're in the second one, that's where the film kind of dipped down for me, because it's basically just sort of follows our two main characters, played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson and John Cena, as they sort of battle with the sniper. And at one point during the story, and minor spoilers to the film, Aaron Taylor-Johnson's character actually makes radio contact with the sniper. And it's just during these conversations that I kind of felt really took me out of the film. And not because, like, they couldn't be intriguing, but it was mainly due to the fact that sort of the conversations they had, which were kind of more, like, philosophical and all that, I just found to be incredibly forced. And if anything, it kind of just sort of dragged the film at times and kind of lessened the intensity of the film. And once it got kicked into the third act, that's where things started to pick up again. Unfortunately, the ending arrived, and to me, like, I was kind of already on, like, in the middle of how I felt about the film, but once the ending came along, I thought it completely ruined the film for me. I really hated the ending of this film. I could go into in-depth why I hated the ending so much, but you know, I don't want to ruin that for any of you, if any of you are all still interested in checking it out. So yeah, to me, it's like a really cool concept of a film, but it's just really let down by a really sort of contrived and forced script that just feels like it's the kind of premise that would have worked for a 30-minute short, and it's almost seemed like the screenwriter was just padding the film out as much as he can just to justify its feature length. But unfortunately, yeah, it just ends up being a complete mixed bag of a script that misses more than it hits. But that being said, though, there are some aspects about the film that I really liked. Doug Liman does a pretty good job directing-wise, and he actually does a great job at creating tension throughout this whole film. Like, even though when there were moments where the film does dip in quality, he still ratchets that tension up really well, particularly in the first half. There were times where I was just on the edge of my seat, and I was kind of just found, was really thrilled about what was going on screen. And also the cinematography was really well done. It's like a great looking film. Also the music, pretty solid. But also, to me, what really drew me into the film was the performances. Both Aaron Taylor-Johnson and, surprisingly, John Cena both give really strong work, particularly Aaron Taylor-Johnson, who has kind of got the more sort of showier role of the two. And I thought he did a really good job. And I know a lot of people have been kind of sort of been down on him over the last few years as an actor, but I think between this and Nocturnal Animals, he's actually really stretching himself as an actor and kind of delivering really strong work. And I thought his performance in particular was definitely one of the high points of the film, and he made the film at least somewhat watchable for me. Like, even when the film kind of wasn't really working for my taste, he was still the most consistent part about it. And also John Cena did a really solid job as well, and it was great to kind of see him tackling a sort of like a more serious role as well. Like, he's been in a lot of comedies and action films over the last couple of years, and in this film it is an action film, but this one is kind of more him sort of tackling a more sort of dramatic role and really stretching himself as an actor. And I thought he did a solid job. He really impressed me with his performance. But overall, like, The Wall, even though it has really strong aspects like its performances and cinematography and direction, unfortunately, it's just really the script that really lets the film down. And like I said, it just didn't work, and it didn't really sort of capitalize as much on the premise as it could have. And plus, it has one of the most frustrating endings that I've seen in a film so far in 2017. I really hated this ending so much that it pretty much just sullied the film for me. So, if I had to give The Wall a rating, I'd give it about 2.5. Like I said, the script doesn't work, the ending is horrible, but it does have its good qualities, like its performance and direction. So, even though, like, I was pretty down on the film, like, I'd say if you're interested in checking it out, definitely check it out and see what it's like for yourself, and let me know what you think of it, because I'd be curious to hear what a lot of you would afford of this film, because the film has had quite a mixed to positive response. So there are people out there who enjoyed it, but unfortunately, I just wasn't one of them. So yep, that's the end of this audio review of The Wall. I hope you guys all enjoyed it, and I'll see you all later. See you guys. Bye.